Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hello, girls. You have the right station?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
He is a diver and a doctor, too. He's underwater in the ocean blue.
Yes, you did.
If he asks you for a sample of your pee,
you'll need to get back off.
Don't you know you'll be in surgery?
Whoa, stop right there.
They call him
Dr. Doug.
They call him Dr. Doug.
Calling Dr. Doug.
He's lubing up his stinking glove.
Calling Dr. Doug.
Hold on to your butt.
I don't think that's accurate. You don't need to. He's a great guy. And he won't bother you there, I don't believe. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Dr. Doug Ebersole with us right now. And he does all this kind of stuff, consults divers on whether, you know, if you have that hole in the heart thing, that PFO, right? Did I get it?
Right.
Yeah.
And
you always got to check with a professional. I mean, he is a resource that you can get through Divers Alert Network too, by the way. If you just email them, they got a bunch of stuff up there about that kind of stuff. But it affects people differently. I mean, in matter of fact, it came a little close home with a friend of mine that eventually sometime we're going to talk about, but it was the same thing. He'd been diving for years and really didn't have much of a problem. And then all of a sudden it kind of hit him and we didn't realize he had been bent before a long time ago. And they kind of put two and two together. It's like, hey, you might have this, you need to get it checked out. He did. And they actually ended up getting him fixed up. So he's ready to get back at it. So we're going to talk about that on a future episode of the show at some point. But yeah, it's something you need to just be aware of. And like everything, because you don't want to have problems when you're diving underwater. That's the worst kind of consultation you like to get, I would assume. Isn't that right? You'd rather get them before than after they've had an issue?
Rather get them before than after, exactly.
Yeah, right. But let's just talk about what you really love. Because all the doctor stuff, all the heart, you know, consultation and surgeries and all this stuff that you do, Dr. Doug, is really just, you do that to fund your diving habit. You've told me this right, many times before.
Yeah, that's what I always joke on when I give lectures. One of the slides I say is, interventional cardiologist pays for my diving.
Right. That kind of thing. Yes, his diving fix. And you get it. I mean, he dives probably more than just about any diver I know. I mean, you're out almost every week, aren't you? Doing something, either training or...
It seems like, yeah. I counted up. I did 254 dives last year.
That ain't too shabby. That ain't too shabby.
That was a lot.
And,
yeah.
And out of that, how much of it is on the rebreather stuff that you like to do?
Probably 230 or 240. I did fewer than 20 dives on open circuit. Yeah. And the only open circuit dives I did all year, I think, were training people on side mount. I did some side mount courses. And other than that, I was on a rebreather, I think, every single dive, even international trips. So.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, do you have trouble when you're trying to do overseas travel with that thing? When you're doing the rebreather stuff, or you figured out all the
figured
tricks
it out pretty much. The all you really need, it depends what kind of rebreather you have, but yeah. Some of the chest mount rebreathers now are easy because they strap onto a normal tank and a normal BBC and a normal regulator,
yeah.
So that you could always leave it on the boat if there's a problem. But really, what you need is availability of oxygen. Mm-hmm. Okay, for your oxygen cylinder,
right,
and some sort of access to the scrubber material, so you can work out that most of the time. There was one time about a year and a half ago, I was lecturing for a DAN meeting in Costa Rica, and they had oxygen because they have to have emergency oxygen for the divers.
Right.
So that was easy to get, yeah. But there's no good easy way for me to get sorb. So one of the rebreathers that I use, one's called the Choptima, made by DiveRite. We'll take extend air cartridges rather than sorb. So those look like an oil filter. So I can just throw those in my luggage. Hmm. So I threw, and they're good for 4 to 6 hours, depending on water temperature and lots of other things. But so I threw one cartridge in my luggage, one cartridge in my wife's luggage, and that was good for about 12 dives. So we had 6 days of two tank diving. So I could dive a rebreather the whole time. And they gave me one aluminum 80 of nitrox the first day, and I dove the same tank for the whole week. I finished with about 2,000 PSI still left in it.
So when you're doing that, when you're taking your rebreather systems and going out on these trips, are you going with all other rebreather divers, or are they mixing it up with like other folks are on open circuit, or just depends on the trip?
Most of the time, I'm the only, or maybe there's a few rebreathers depending on the trip. I just like diving rebreathers. So do I need to do that? No. I just like the warm, moist gas and the time. There's no time issue and it's quiet and interaction with marine life and all that stuff. The analogy I do is, as you know, I drive a BMW. Okay. I could drive a Kia and still get to work or get to the dive site. I have a BMW. I like it. So I drive it.
Right.
So I have a rebreather. Do I need to dive the rebreather? No, but I like it. So I got it.
What matters? I mean, but do you ever, when you're in a scenario like that, obviously they got to come up like because of limits to the system.
Oh, I have to dive recreational profiles.
Yeah, so you just stay with them regardless. Yeah. Huh? Okay.
And it depends on the trip. Like one trip we did the dive talk trip, a meetup this year, and there were like 30 of us or so on rebreather. So the rebreather boat, rather than do 2 1-hour dives, would do 1 2.5-hour dive.
Right, which is that's what is amazing to me when I've done it. That was probably the main feature. But it sounds like if you're matching up with the open circuit group, so do you find the fact that it's like you said that moister air, you stay warmer, it's more quiet, is that more the appeal for the rebreather stuff for you?
Yeah, for me it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allows so there's
lots of advantages depending on what situation you're in.
Yeah.
Obviously, they say you can get close to marine life. Well, that's true, mm-hmm. but you're still 6 feet tall. So, you can get closer to sharks or closer to turtles, but if it's some small little blinny, you still look like a 6 foot something.
Yes.
It's not going to make a whole lot of difference for certain marine life, but I just enjoy it. I've been doing it for, as you know, for 20 something years.
Right.
So I just like them.
Yeah. Well, and you like to take pictures too. And that comes into play for that. As well. So where have you been lately? I think you were telling me you went to Okeechobee. Is that where you were?
Right. We went to Okeechobee. So over the past summer and fall, we did a few trips. We had a trip to Roatan with the Dive Talk group, about 100 divers, something like that.
Wow.
With some guest speakers and so forth. That was fun. Thereafter, we had as I'm part of Dan, so we had a board of directors meeting, 5-day meeting, with some diving in Grenada. So you've been there. We went to Aquanauts Grenada, which Peter Galindo of Seoul, but still a great dive resort and so forth. We spent a week there. Mm-hmm. And then after that, my wife and I joined a couple of friends. We went to the Pelagian, which is a liveaboard in Wakatobi in Indonesia. And all three of those trips, I took the rebreather. It was easy.
Yeah. Just take the rebreather. Well, Indonesia is on my radar for 2026. So what will you tell me about it? I've obviously heard things over the years, but how would you, I don't know, where would you compare it to, like the type of diving? Is it like
the whole Coral Triangle? So yeah. Papua New Guinea, Indonesia, Philippines, all that has a lot of just incredible biodiversity. Mm-hmm. So lots of little stuff. Some places have big stuff, mantas and turtles and all that sort of thing. Indonesia is obviously a huge country, right? So it's got a very diverse diving. So we've been three different locations there. We did a trip in Komodo. So we had a liveaboard from Bali into Komodo, where you have the Komodo dragons. And you have some currents that are warm, some currents that are cold, some that are strong, some that aren't so strong. So it's very varied diving. That was great. We did it several years ago with the kids. About 9 or 10 years ago, we went to Raja Ampat, which is way eastern, almost to Papua New Guinea. That was stunning. We stayed at Masul Eco Resort, which is an eco resort with overwater bungalows and built-in hammocks into the deck. And
yes.
A lagoon of baby blacktip sharks swimming around the lagoon.
Well, you sold me.
You should go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should go.
We go. Well, good stuff.
And it fits the 80-80-80.
Yes.
Diving as well.
And that is a minimum of what we expect here, unfortunately. We are warm water wusses. Dr. Doug, he does the cold water stuff too. At heart, I think he's one of those as well. So, but Dr. Doug, always a pleasure. Thanks for catching up, man. Good
Absolutely.
To hear your voice and see you again. And we got an hour two on deck of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.